To order. Madam Clerk, would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Scala?
Here.
Mr. Thomas?
Here.
Mr. Pitzer?
Here.
Mrs. Peters?
Here.
Mr. Treese?
Present.
Mr. Ruffin?
Here.
Mr. Trapp?
Here.
We are gathered here to recognize our outgoing First Ward Council Member, Mr. Clyde Ruffin, as well as swear in our two new council members for this season. And Mr. Ruffin, would you care to join me at the podium? I would be remiss if I did not recognize Reverend Clyde Ruffin for his service to the First Ward, his service to the City Council, and his service to our community. Of course, it's always best when you get to speak before Clyde Ruffin, because speaking after Clyde Ruffin must be how Joe Biden feels every time he had to speak after President Obama. This will be Councilman Ruffin's last meeting on this side of the City Council dais. And for those of you old enough to remember the television commercials about the financial firm E.F. Hutton, you remember the tagline was, "When E.F. Hutton speaks, people listen." And I can state unequivocally that when Clyde Ruffin speaks, people listen.
Amen.
And now more than ever, I am reminded of his words 3 years ago on the eve of his reelection. I don't know if you remember what you said. He said he had always considered himself to be an outside agitator, but there was so much to learn. Once you were allowed to sit at the table where decisions were made, it was a completely different and life-changing experience. I'd also recognize the obvious, that he was only the third African-American to serve on the Columbia City Council. I might add, in our city's 200 years. And each one of them had represented the First Ward. And in his quiet, humble but strong voice, Clyde Ruffin recognized representing the First Ward was a special position to be called to. That brings with it instant visibility, because people always know when you're in the room. Intense scrutiny, and most importantly, it brings an important opportunity. That night, Clyde told me he had discovered he had an awesome responsibility as an African-American man, an African-American council member, an African-American citizen, to represent that community with dignity and with consistent integrity. And I can state without reservation that you have done that every single day of your presence on this city council. But Clyde also said, one of the great privileges of serving on that city council also came with the burden of having to be the spokesperson, oftentimes for his people that he represented. But with the support and encouragement, individually and collectively as a council, Councilman Ruffin believed our community had moved forward to address the issues of racial and economic disparity that had affected our community. And he stated he realized the journey had just begun and there was much more work to be done. But we had proceeded with the most important of steps, and that was acknowledging disparity. And he was encouraged that we were not afraid or ashamed in moving forward as one community. But while Clyde's journey on the City Council comes to a close, I'm reminded of our theme of Columbia Values Diversity Breakfast, what seems like a long time ago in January. The theme of that was, our journey continues. And too often we hear the fight for civil rights and equal white rights and indeed human rights is a marathon, not a sprint. And Clyde's words 3 years ago told me that our journey towards inclusion and equity is not just a marathon, but a relay. A relay that requires you to train with others, to run your race, and before your race is over, hand that baton off to someone else on your team. To, in Clyde Ruffin's words, acknowledge disparity and move forward, to run forward, to address racial and economic disparity as one community. Would you please join me in recognizing Clyde Ruffin for his term on the Columbia City Council? I have a few presentations to make.
Okay.
And then I'm going to ask you if you would like to say a few words.
Okay.
Sheila suggested you may want to speak from back there, but I said you probably need more practice being in front of a pulpit.
We're going to start with the resolution of appreciation.
Wow.
This is essentially a city council equivalent of an honorable discharge. And that's one of the few times, as you know, that all seven council members agreed on something.
Thank you.
We also have a plaque recognizing you for your years of service. I wanted that to be April of 2015. Pat did too.
Thank you.
And my first acts when I was sworn in, now 4 years ago, ask you to serve as my mayor. Where you stayed the rest of the time, and I appreciate your wise counsel. And we also have.
It's in the blue thing.
For the check.
We also have. And if you're 6 feet apart, I will come second. Let me ask our city manager, Mr. John Glasscock, to come down.
Thank you, Mayor.
You have to earn it.
Clyde, as city manager, I just want to thank you for everything you've done for me. You changed me a lot. You made me think about a lot of things I hadn't thought about as a human. And so as far as the staff, every retiree, which I'm assuming you're retiring, right, gets a tile, a city tile. It's a piece of art. Each one of them is unique because of where it's fired. It's from Susan Taylor. Commemorative tile with our City Columbia logo.
Wow.
It says, Clyde Ruffin, City Manager, City Council, Ward 1, April 15 to June 20, 2020. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Also,
wow,
we got a gift.
Wow.
You've seen one of these before?
I have.
So this is a stone that goes down at the Blind Boom, and it commemorates your being a council member from April 2015. Have that put in at Blind Boot House. Odim Jer.
Thank you. Wow, you all have me all in my feelings now. I was well prepared. This is a very special place. And I acknowledge that I stand in the shadow of Almeda Creighton and Harold Warren. They are the only African Americans that served as members of the City Council. And They have created an open space for me to become a reflection of their vision of what is possible. I'm grateful for them. And I'm also equally grateful for the memories of the relationships forged over the past 5 years with those whose names are too numerous to mention. The memories of those who decided I should run, who collected signatures, who campaigned for me, who walked with me through the first ward and wore t-shirts and knocked on doors. The memories of late night council meetings and afternoon task force meetings and all day budget meetings and strategic planning meetings and weekend community meetings and thousands of voicemails and emails and text messages. The memories of trail dedications and welcome to the city of Columbia speeches and not knowing how many times to bow when the Koreans came to visit. The memories of epic failures and extraordinary victories, laughter and disappointments, protests when things were very wrong, and occasional praise when we managed to get things right. The memories of the myriad faces of concerned citizens who stood at this podium and Sutu, looking at each one of us, one by one by one. These memories have given me a great gift, a vision of what is possible when a gathering of uncommon people are able to stand on common ground. I have learned that we need visionaries, but we also need those who will breathe life into the vision. We need policymakers, but we also need those who are able to see the human implications within those policies. We need planners, but we also need those with the strength, determination to implement those plans. And we need decision makers, but we also need those who recognize that every decision impacts the well-being of ordinary people. When we recognize that, yes, we are distinctively different, but we are providentially connected and equally valuable, then all things can become possible. Working together with my city council colleagues and city staff often reminded me of the dynamics of my original family. My mother is 93 and a half years old. And much like the city of Columbia, she is mentally sharp, she is wide awake, and you have to be transparent or else. But because of her age, just like the city, she has some infrastructure issues. Got some leaky pipes and transportation challenges, and you need some unending maintenance. So my siblings and I do the best we can to make sure that she's taken care of. My brother stops by her house and cuts her grass, takes her car to get it washed. My sister, who lives across the street, takes her trash out to the curb, brings her something to eat, drives her to church on Sunday, and because I'm the only one who doesn't live in Kansas City, I take care of all of her finances and her paperwork and her legal matters. But not unlike the citizens of Columbia. My mother occasionally gets an attitude, and she starts to complain when she feels as though one of us is not doing what she wants, when she wants it done, and how she wants it done. And I always have to remind her to push the pause button, Mom, and recognize that when each of us does what we are capable of doing, our combined effort ensures that even at her age, with all of her infrastructure challenges, she is able to continue living, learning, working in her garden, and just like the city of Columbia, on a good day, when we hook up her CD player in the front yard and the whole family gathers to do some line dancing on her grass, she is even able to play. And so with that in mind, I'd like to share just a few words of a final tribute, words written by Maya Angelou. My wish for you is that you continue. Continue to be who and how you are, to astonish a mean world with your acts of kindness. Continue to allow humor to lighten the burden of your tender heart. Continue in a society dark with cruelty to let the people hear the grandeur of God in the peals of your laughter. Continue to let your eloquence elevate the people to heights they had only imagined. Continue to remind people that each of us is as good as the other, and that no one is beneath nor above you. Continue to remember your own young years and look with favor upon the lost and the least and the lonely. Continue to put the mantle of your protection around the bodies of the young and the defenseless. Continue to take the hand of the despised and diseased and walk proudly with them in the high street. Some might see you and be encouraged to do likewise. Continue to plant a public kiss of concern on the cheek of the sick and the aged and infirm, and count that as a natural action just to be expected. Continue to let gratitude be the pillow upon which you kneel to say your nightly prayer, and let faith be the bridge you build to overcome evil and welcome good. Continue to ignore no vision which comes to enlarge your range and increase your spirit. Continue to dare to love deeply, to risk everything for the good thing. Continue to float happily in the sea of infinite substance, which set aside opportunities for you before you even had a name. Continue. And by doing so, you and your work will be able to continue eternally. Thank you.
It's been an honor to serve with you, Councilman Ruffin. Thank you. Thank you for your words, and you can see how he will be missed. Would Mr. Pitzer join me, along with the city clerk, Ms. Amin, at the podium?
Oh, I can read. I, Matthew Russell Pitzer,
Do solemnly swear
that I possess all qualifications
for the office of
Fifth Ward Council Member
for the City of Columbia,
Missouri,
that I am not subject
to any of the disqualifications
set forth in the charter
of the City of Columbia,
that I will support the Constitution
and laws of the United States
and of the state of Missouri,
and the charter and ordinances
of the City of Columbia,
and that I will faithfully discharge
the duties of my office.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. And now could I have Ms. Pat Fowler join us at the podium along with the city clerk.
Oops. Pat Fowler, Patricia Jean Fowler.
Do solemnly swear.
That I possess all qualifications
for the office of
First Ward Council Member
for the City of Columbia,
Missouri,
that I am not subject
to any of the disqualifications set forth in the charter
of the City of Columbia,
that I will support the Constitution
and the laws of the United States
and of the state of Missouri
and the charter and ordinances
of the City of Columbia,
and that I will faithfully discharge
the duties of my office.
So help me God.
Congratulations. Thank you. Mr. Pitzer, would you like to say a few words?
Oh, I think you guys have heard me speak plenty over the last few years. I just wanted to thank Mr. Ruffin for his service, and what an honor and a pleasure it was to serve up here with him. And I look forward to the same with Ms. Fowler. And I'm just glad that I'm not the new guy on council anymore.
Let me recognize Ms. Fowler for some words, and then I'll ask any other council members if they have words for Mr. Ruffin as well. Councilman Fowler, welcome.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be here in the front of the room and not back in my usual space by the outlets, knowing that soon I am to feel some nostalgia for the anonymity I had there. I am grateful for the 17 years of role modeling that you, the citizens of Columbia, have given me. Careful examples of how to navigate difficult situations well, crises of confidence and faith, and the brokenheartedness that we have experienced together over the past 3 months, and more importantly, over the past 3 weeks. I am here 10 years sooner than I thought I would be, in large part because of the outpouring of support, time, and energy from each of you and our neighborhood volunteers. Our campaign treasurer, Jan, sign team, Pam, social media, Jennifer, and Susan, Maria, Lee, Kate, Chuck, Mary, Christine, Brett, Dee, Renee, Valerie, Rosalie, Natalie, Patty, Lynn, Javon, and Zylia, and the handfuls of other people across our city who answered my call for help. James, Tyree, Nate, Debbie, and Norman, I am honored to have your support. Clyde Ruffin, where is he? Oh, there you are. Your kindness from the day I filed to run for this seat and the days leading up to today includes your wise advice and steady guidance. I know where to find you on Sunday mornings. We shall see each other again soon. Brian Treese and Mary Phillips, you have been my friends since I met you in the choir loft 16 years ago. You have encouraged me, put me in situations where I could succeed, and consoled me through the loss of people that I and our community loved. Barbara Hoppe and Carl Scala, from the moment I walked into my first Smart Growth Coalition meeting, more than a little angry about flooding in my neighborhood, you have explained and shown me how policy is made. Bill Gorman, my employer. Several friends coached me on how to ask you about my running for council. And your response is my blessing. Shonda Hamilton, your courage in the face of your and your family's profound loss has lifted me and others up to working with you and the Boone County community against violence. Jobs for our young people, public safety design and services that one day will allow all of us to rest our heads at night knowing that our sons and daughters, moms and dads, brothers and sisters are safe within our city. I am one of seven kids in a two-household family raised by three parents. Marilyn, who passed when I was 24, Nathaniel, who passed when I was 46, and Diane, now 86, who lives nearby, married to my dad for 42 years. As I grew from a little kid into young adulthood, with an oversized sense that only I could fix it, whatever it was, each of my parents repeated, hoping I would hear their message, "No one does it alone. No one goes it alone." I hope they can see that over the past 20 years, that message has seeped into my soul. I stand here and sit here because we did this city stuff, advocacy, activism, seeking equity for older neighborhoods and equality for our families, with each other. I've never forgotten that as tired as I might be at any given moment, there are hundreds of people outside these rooms who are exhausted and dealing with so much more than me, so much more than all of us. At the national level, patriotism, our love of country, its idealized goals, has been partisanized and weaponized against people who dare to speak up and against the status quo, as our young people have done repeatedly, daily, nightly, even more so since the killing of George Floyd. Social media can be succinct and eloquent, as in the post my friend Howard shared last week under the heading of Black Lives Matter. Treat racism like COVID-19. Assume you have it. Listen to experts about it. Do not spread it. be willing to change your life to end it. Our charge is clear. Be willing to change our lives to end it. Yesterday was Flag Day. I like the reminder of Flag Day because I refuse to allow forces within our country to hijack one of our symbols for their own divisive purposes. We will rise from the ashes of more than one tragedy against our humanity, including the violent deaths of Black Americans and children of color. We continue to fight the virus that has taken the medically fragile, which disproportionately has taken the lives and economic health of African Americans over white and wealthier people. Similarly, I have expectations about the part of our meeting when we recite the pledge, not only because it represents the status quo, which in part it does, but because it aspirationally reminds me of what's important and what can be, so long as the promise of our community coming together in shared purpose rings true. To love our kids, to care for our seniors, to provide for the least, the lost, and the left behind with the same care and attention that we give to the resourced, the resilient, and the financially secure. Where we lay our heads at night is sacred space, and the zip code of my pillow and your pillow is just as important as everyone else's. I understand patriotism best by translating in my head, and when I loudly say, "and justice for all," at the end of the pledge, I channel the concepts I later learned were left out of Francis Bellamy's 1892 draft. Equality, fidelity, liberty, equality, fidelity, and justice for all. This is my pledge to you. I will be here to ask the questions and build enough consensus around the idea that we must examine our actions and admit who is advantaged and disadvantaged by the policies we approve, the votes we take, and the budget appropriations we make. We must adapt our consumption of resources to protect our planet so that our children will equitably prosper. Our policies should not diminish vulnerable neighborhoods and African Americans in favor of wealthier and white ones. We in the First Ward can no longer carry others' burdens unless they will also, and with as much intention, carry ours. Invite me, include me, argue with me when I am wrong. Steady me for the obstacles ahead when we are correct. Stick with me while we do the work together. Thank you for your confidence in my ability to represent the First Ward. Liberty, equality, fidelity, and justice for all.
Thank you, Ms. Fowler. Does any member of council seek recognition? Mr. Scala.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I simply wanted to give my appreciation to Clyde Ruffin. I don't know if you remember, you probably do. We were neighbors in the last century. It was in the early 1990s, I believe, Lakewood Estates, just on the northeast, just outside the city boundary on the northeast side of town. That's when I guess I first met you. We both went on to with the university and so on. It's been a privilege to serve with you, and something I would say to a lot of city, I've been around for a few city councils and a few mayors and a few city managers even. But it's always a compliment to me and to work with a group as talented as the folks on this dais and some of the ones who support the folks on this dais. And you can always tell a good group. Some councils have been better than others. You can complain about some and you can brag about others. But the reason some are special is when you're in the middle of some sort of controversial issue, and there are burning questions to ask and anticipation for the answers that come to those questions, and you only have so much time, and obviously we've been criticized for our meetings going on too long anyway, And you forget about some of the questions you may want to ask. And you can always count on these folks up on the dais to ask the questions that you no longer have time to ask or you forgot to ask. And you know that that's a good group. And they're working towards the best interest of what's in the community's best interest. That is the mantra that I think a lot of the professionalism on this side of the dais represents. And that, and we should certainly include the staff. This is a wonderful city. It's a wonderful place, according to the strategic plan, to live, grow, work, and play, and all of those kinds of things. A lot of folks know that. That's why we're here. But thank you, Mr. Ruffin. I appreciate your participation. And like I said before, when you came up here, you're not moving to Alaska. So and you've got your own bench. We know where to find you, too. And so thank you very much. I appreciate all the work and your contributions to our ability to deal with some of the difficult problems that we all face.
Thank you, Mr. Scala. Anyone else? Mr. Trapp.
I also would like to acknowledge the service of Pastor Ruffin. I first met the pastor when I called him and told him that I was going to be running for the Second Ward City Council seat, and he said, okay, because my advisors had not realized that he had been redistricted out of the Second Ward and into the First Ward. He's been a great representative for the First Ward. We adjoin at that area, and I've been proud to serve him. There's many things that I've appreciated about Pastor Ruffin's approach, his thoughtful independence of taking each issue, of listening carefully to what's presented, and then coming to the right decision. Pastor Ruffin has been part of the majority most of the time, and sometimes governance can be difficult because there's a gap between our dreams and expectations and the practical realities of moving forward right now. And he has been bold in that pragmatic practicality that I also pride myself in. I love his analogy of the city of Columbia as an aging mother and us as siblings, and I'm proud to have Pastor Ruffin as my brother. I've always thought of myself as a single parent raising an unruly child who needs me when I'm sick or well and calls on me at all hours of the days and night and sometimes poops all over me. I feel a lot better about your analogy, sir. And I'm listening to the Maya Angelou quote about trying to find a little humor in a dark and also a time filled with opportunity where how we've done things in the past has fallen short and we can no longer go on that way, and we are going to be forced to be more equitable and more just and cooler with each other. And I'm excited to know that you're always going to be part of those processes, and I'll be seeing you in the streets, if not in council chambers. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Does anyone seek recognition? Mr. Thomas.
Thanks, Brian. Clyde, I'd just like to congratulate you and thank you for all that you've done for the City Council and everything else that you've done in your distinguished life. It was a particular pleasure for me to co-chair the Pedestrian Safety Task Force with you all those years ago, and I think that was a really good example of one of those really good processes that resulted in a great success. So I wish you the best in everything that's ahead for you. And Pat, I'd like to welcome you to the City Council and just share that I was really thrilled to see you centering public transit and affordable housing in your campaign, and I'm looking forward to working with you.
Any further recognition? Dr. Peters.
I just want to thank Reverend Ruffin for the 5 years that he served on City Council. We came on at the same time. I feel like we both learned a lot during that time, and I appreciated working with him. So good luck in the future, and we do know, once you tell us where you're going to put your bench, where to find you. Thank you.
Thank you. Moving forward, we do have several items of business I'd like to do, including the appointment of a mayor pro tem. And without objection, could I have council's consent to reappoint Carl Scala as mayor pro tem? I value his seniority and his institutional history and would be grateful if you would continue to serve, if you would accept.
It would be an honor.
Is there any objection by council? All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Seeing none. Appointments to the New Century Fund Board. That is a 501c3 organized by the city that accepts certain donations. I serve on that. It meets infrequently. I'm happy to continue serving on that unless there's an objection or anyone else would like to serve there. Seeing none, I will reappoint myself to the New Century Fund Board. Community Land Trust Organization, that liaison position is currently vacant. I asked Ms. Fowler if she would like to serve in that, as a number of those properties are in the first ward. But I would also open it up if anyone else desires to liaison, to be the city council liaison for that community land trust. Seeing none, I make a motion to appoint Pat Fowler to the Community Land Trust Board of Directors.
Second, please.
Thank you. Any objection? Seeing none. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Seeing none. Thank you for your willingness to liaise the Community Land Trust. Youth Advisory Commission also has a council liaison. It's currently Dr. Peters. Would you like to continue serving in that role? And I know we discussed this 2 weeks ago about possibly adding someone from the school district or having a school district school board member also liaise that group, but would you like to continue to see that process through for a little bit?
Sure.
Or would you like to take a break?
I'll be happy to do it.
Great. Without objection, I would like to appoint Betsy Peters to liaison the Youth Advisory Council. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Seeing none. Any comments before we adjourn this meeting and resume our regular scheduled programming at 7 p.m.? Seeing none, I move we adjourn the special meeting of the Columbia City Council.